讲课超有趣，声音超好听，发音超地道，熊叔带你轻松搞定口语。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，关注后回复老友记下载五个字，在电脑端打开并用迅雷下载，获取老友记全部资源。Hello everyone and welcome to 熊叔聊口语。今天我们继续来聊老友记。那今天呢，我们会重点来聊一下 Monica 这个角色。在生活当中呢，我们自己啊，或者身边的人或多或少都会有一点点强迫症。早上出门门关没关呢？哎，我刚才洗手的时候这个地方是不是没有洗干净啊？哎，这个椅子原来不是放那儿的吗？怎么放到这儿来了？但其实啊，我们这些平时的小强迫症在 Monica 面前都是小儿科。到底怎么回事呢？我们一起来听一遍原声。
I see you moved the green ottoman. How did that happen?
I don't know. I thought it looked better there. And also, it's an extra seat around the coffee table.
Yeah, it's interesting. But you know what? Just for fun, let's see what it looked like in the old spot. Just to compare. Let's see. Ha! Well...It looks good there, too. Let's just leave it there for a while.
Can't believe you tried to move the green ottoman.
Thank God you didn't try to fan out the magazines. I mean, she'll scratch your eyes right out.
Guys, I am not that bad.
Yeah, you are, Monica. Remember when I lived with you? You were like a little, you know...
Oh, come on. When we were kids, yours was the only raggedy Ann doll that wasn't raggedy.
Okay, so I'm responsible. I'm organized. But, hey, I can be a kook.
All right, you madcap gal. Try to imagine this. The phone bill arrives, but you don't pay it right away.
Why not?
Because you're a kook. Instead, you wait until they send you a notice.
I can do that.
Okay. Then, you let me go grocery shopping, and I buy laundry detergent, but it's not the one with the easy pour spout.
Why would someone do that? One might wonder.
Someone's left a glass on the coffee table. There's no coaster. It's a cold drink. It's a hot day.Little beads of condensation are inching their way closer and closer to the surface of the wood.
Stop it! Oh, my God. It's true. Who am I?
Monica, your mom.
哎呀，如果我们呢是强迫症中的员工的话，那 Monica 就是强迫症中的大 boss。我们来看这个故事的展开是由一个 Ottoman 开始的。Rachel 趁着大家不在的时候，为了证明自己的独立能力啊，整理了一下房间。但是你要知道，他的室友 Monica 是无比可怕的强迫症患者。Rachel 无意之间挪动了一个 green ottoman， 大家注意，这个 ottoman 其实就是那种搁脚的凳啊，有的时候呢沙发前面会搁一个很小的那种很矮的那种软绵绵的凳啊，这种凳就叫做 ottoman， 你可以在上面放脚，当然呢你坐上面也没有问题，只不过比较矮。然后呢 Monica 看到了这件事儿，说 Oh, I see you move the green ottoman。 对于一个强迫症患者来说，我屋子乱都是乱的有章法的，你怎么能随便动我的东西呢？然后大家都了一下，就哦，大事不妙啊，因为大家都知道 Monica 是严重的强迫症患者，而 Rachel 新人。 Monica 继续问说 How did that happen? 怎么会发生这样的事呢？ Rachel 说 I don't know、啊、你看 I don't know 在口语当中会缩读成 I don't know I thought it looked better there、啊、觉得放着不错呀、啊、And also it's an extra seat around the coffee table。那么 Rachel 呢赶紧找理由说，哎，你看这个 Ottoman 放在这儿，这 coffee table 旁边不是多了一个座吗？大家正好都能坐下。然后 Monica 说 Yeah, it's interesting。 大家注意这个 interesting 并不是所有的时候都代表有趣的，很多时候老外说 Oh, it's interesting 就像我们说啊，呵呵。所以强迫症 Monica 呵呵了一下。 But you know what? Just for fun 他说啊，其实就是为了好玩，那我们来试一下这样呗。Let's see what it looked like in the old spot.、啊、放到原来的位置上。Alright, just to compare, Let's see, well, it looks good there too. 啊，比较一下，放在原来的位置也很棒啊。Let's just leave it there for a while. 啊，如果你是看视频或者听音频的话，能够感受到 Monica 的这个口气在这句话发生了巨大的变化。Let's just leave it there for a while. 有点 bossy 的感觉，像命令一样。
啊，你胆敢动我的东西。
Phoebe 来了一句说 I can't believe you tried to move the green auto man. 啊，你竟然敢动这个东西。其实说的就是你竟然敢动 Monica 不知好的东西。然后 Chandler 说 Thank God you didn't try to fan out the magazines. Fan out,、啊、大家知道 fan 是什么东西呢？你吹的那个风扇就可以叫做 fan. Fan out, 像风扇那种什么感觉？散开啊，幸好你没有散开这些杂志。I mean, she'll scratch your eyes right out.把你眼睛挖出来了，吓人不？
啊，你胆敢动我的东西！
然后 Monica 给自己狡辩了一下 ，You guys, I am not that bad. 啊 ，You guys 就是你们这些家伙 ，I am not that bad. 这里的 bad 你可以理解为坏，但其实呢，熊叔理解啊，应该是我没有那么糟糕，就是我的强迫症没有那么严重啊，他是这样想的。但是 Phoebe 说 ，Yeah, you are, Monica. Remember when I lived with you? 啊，他们两个还同居过啊 ，You were like a little, you know.啊，我们都知道，Phoebe 呢是一个比较有个性的人呢，所以他的表述呢就是 re 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 re。没有看视频的同学，给大家描述一下他的动作呢，边 re， 然后边手向下拉东西啊，手举过头顶向下拉东西，大家可以想象一下这个动作想表述什么。我所理解呢就是很疯狂的样子 ，re re re re， 用大白话讲就是神经病啊。Monica 说 ，That is so unfair， 这对我太不公平了吧。Ross 说 Oh, come on, when we were kids, yours was the only Raggedy Ann doll that wasn't raggedy. 说小的时候有一个 Raggedy Ann doll, 有那个叫 Raggedy, 是破烂的这个蓝衫的。这个娃娃叫这个名字那意思就是 It's supposed to be raggedy. 这个娃娃本身就应该是破破烂烂的蓝衫的这种。但是呢被 Monica 整理的唯一一个叫做蓝衫但是却不蓝衫的娃娃。我觉得我的卧室可能需要一个 Monica 这样的人。哼。Monica 继续为自己的强迫症狡辩，她说 OK, so I'm responsible, I'm organized. 这两个词大家可以用在自己身上，说我很负责啊，能力越大责任越大。Organized 是说、啊、井井有条的，这不管你的生活呀、啊、还是工作思路啊等等都可以用 organized. But hey, I can be a cook. 这里有一个 cook, 什么意思？其实在口语中呢 cook 这个词表示傻瓜或者蠢货的意思，用的不太多。但在这里呢 Monica 明显指的是那些生活上乱七八糟的那种人啊，像熊叔一样睡觉的时候把衣服扔地上，起来之后再把地上的衣服扔床上。 Monica 把我们这类人称作 cook。 而 Ross 说 Alright, you madcap gal. Madcap 是狂妄的啊，你这个狂妄的小姑娘。 Try to imagine this. The phone bill arrives, but you don't pay it right away. 然后那个年代呢、这个电话的费用呢什么的还是有一个 bill 啊，然后寄过来，跟现在是不一样了。不过你可以想象一下，你的信用卡开始还款日了，但是 you don't pay it right away. 然后 Monica 说 Why not? 为什么不呢？ Because you're a cook. 刚刚你说你是个 cook, 所以你的生活要很邋遢。Instead, you wait until they send you a notice. 直到这个信用卡公司打电话过来，哎，你得还钱了。Monica 想了想说 I could do that. 然后 Rachel 继续举例 OK, you let me go grocery shopping. 让他去买东西 And I buy laundry detergent. 他来买洗衣粉之类的 But it's not the one with easy pour spout. 啊，这个字面理解一下就是有那种口可以很容易把这些东西倒出来的那种。但是呢 Rachel 说哎，我就不买这种能容易倒出来的。然后这个时候 Monica 来了一句 Why would someone do that? 想了一想然后继续说 One might wonder.因为现在自己是 cook 嘛，然后大家觉得 Monica 哦，这你还能忍受是吧？然后我们的 Chandler 继续举例子，他说 Someone's left a glass on the coffee table 啊，有人留下了一个杯子在你的 coffee table 上面。 There's no coaster. Coaster 就是杯托或者杯垫垫在桌子上那种。 It's a cold drink. It's a hot day. 冷饮啊，而且是个热天。哎呦，今天的上海很热啊，熊叔 I could use a cold drink. 那么大家能知道在一个热天冷饮放到桌子上啊，这是一个物理题啊，会有水珠噗噗噗噗噗噗一路一路往下跌，最后掉到了你的桌子上。 Little beads of condensation are itching their way closer and closer to the surface of the wood. 这个 condensation 就是凝结啊，空气中的热的水蒸气凝结到了这个冷的杯子上，凝结成了水珠往下流啊。熊叔给大家普及一下物理常识，这些水珠就被 Chandler 称为 little beads。然后呢 Chandler 用的表达是 inching their way inching their way 啊，缓慢的移动。那我们的 inch 大家知道是英寸啊，那么它做动词讲的时候呢，就表示缓慢的移动，因为 inch 英寸是距离比较小的单位啊。大家注意这个 inch 啊，虽然它听上去特别像英尺 inch， 但其实它是英寸啊，不要搞混。Inching their way closer and closer to the surface of the wood. 有没有觉得 Chandler 说的这句话其实挺有美感的？ Little beads of condensation are inching their way closer and closer to the surface of the wood. 有没有感觉这句话让你想到的就是一个画面？这个画面是个特写，这特写的镜头就在这冷的杯子上的这些水珠上。所以这句话还是相当有水平的啊。然后 Monica 终于受不了了，她忍受不了自己的木桌子表面上滴下了水珠。 Stop it! Oh my god, it's true! Who am I? Monica? Ross 在这里补了一刀。 Your mom! 老妈就是这样的。好了，各位，如果你还是觉得自己有强迫症的话，对比一下我们今天所学的这段对话中的 Monica， 你还觉得自己的强迫症严重吗？好，我们来回顾一下今天所学的重点表达。 Number one, just for fun. 一般我们会弱读成 just for fun, just for 弱读成 for, just for fun, 只为了好玩。比如说呢，熊叔有个朋友是个学霸啊，他就是 I took my master's degree just for fun. Master's degree 硕士学位，哎，我这个拿了个硕士学位其实就是为了好玩啊，并不是真的为了什么，随便就拿了个硕士学位，我的天哪。 Number two, fan out, 散开啊，我们也说了，就像那个风扇转的时候一样散开。 She lay on her back, her black hair fanned out over the pillow.这画面还挺美的，当然得是个美女，躺下来头发开在自己的枕头上，哎呀，这种感觉反正熊叔是体验不到了。 Number three， 刚才熊叔讲了很久的 inch one's way， 一步一步往前移动或者缓慢的移动叫做 inch one's way。 For example， he would do anything to inch his way up in the company。所以呢，这个 inch his way 并不一定是这个具体的一步一步往前挪动啊，也可以是这种职场上啊往上爬呀，都是可以的。今天的我让你爱理不理，明天的我让你高攀不起啊， inch one's way。 好，来看一下今天的重点发音解析，我们来学习一下辅音加元音的连读。我们会看到很多啊，上一个单词结尾的辅音和下一个单词开头的元音进行连读。注意，这里说的是辅音和元音，未必是辅音字母或者元音字母啊，要以音标为准。比如说 fan out， 我们就会连读成 fan out， fan out， 把那个 n 和后面的 out 连起来。It's a， 我们会连读成 it's a joke， 那是个笑话。It's a。Stop it， 我们会连读成 stop it， P 挪到后面去， stop it， 像一个单词一样。 Who am I? Who am my? My 连起来， Who am I? What is A 呀？我们今天的对话呢有一点点长，大家可以看一看能否再找到。 Doris was the only raggedy Ann doll that wasn't raggedy。 Okay, so I'm responsible, I'm organized, but hey, I can be a cook. All right, you madcap gal, try to imagine this. The phone bill arrives, but you don't pay it right away.Why not? Because you're a kook. Instead, you wait until they send you a notice. I could do that. Okay, you let me go grocery shopping and I buy laundry detergent, but it's not the one with the easy pour spout.Why would someone do that? One might wonder. Someone's left the glass on the coffee table. There's no coaster. It's a cold drink. It's a hot day. Little beads of condensation are inching their way closer and closer to the surface of the wood. Stop it. Oh my God. It's true. Who am I? Monica? Your mom. 感谢收听熊叔聊口语之老友记，我是熊叔。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，并且回复老友记下载，即可获取全部老友记实际资源。 That's all for today. Thank you and see you tomorrow.